Atlantic states, New England states. How does that go down? Does New England, does that go down to Rhode Island, Pennsylvania? And then it starts with the Atlantic states?
And a few cities, the capital of this country, that's...
You want the capital?
Of the country, right.
Oh, Washington.
Specifically, it's Washington.
D.C.
Huh?
Washington, D.C., yes.
Yeah, District of Columbia, yes, yes.
What about, you mentioned this town yesterday, the old historical seaport in South Carolina?
Charleston.
And what about the biggest city in Alabama? That would be...
I would say Birmingham. Am I correct on that?
What about the biggest city in Illinois?
Chicago.
And the capital of Alabama?
Is, wait a minute now. Auburn?
I imagine they'd like that, though.
No, what is it?
Montgomery. You're in a port city here. Do you happen to know what the port city in Alabama is?
Wait a minute now. Birmingham, isn't it?
Did you do any shipping
there? No, wait a minute now. Alabama, no, you got me right now. Mobile!
Well, what do you call the Gulf that you're on here? That's the
Gulf of Mexico.
Could you name me just two or three big cities in Tennessee that come to mind?
Yeah. Nashville, Memphis, and Chattanooga.
What about a few big cities in Louisiana?
Baton Rouge, New Orleans, and... Shreveport.
Two or three foreign countries. If you were in Paris, you would be in...
In Europe. Or France.
And if you were in Moscow, you'd be in...
In Russia.
And if you were in Dublin, you'd be in...
In Ireland.
A few things have to do with religion. You say, what would you say the biggest Protestant denomination in the South is?
Baptist.
You have a lot of Baptists here in Galveston?
You know it.
And when you go to church, you go to church to pray to...
The Almighty or the God.
What would you say the term is for the being that's supposed to be the enemy and the opposite of God? You say that's the...
Devil.
Have you ever heard any other terms for the devil?
Satan.
Hell.
Satan.
Hell.
No, for the man himself, Satan.
Oh.
The devil is known as Satan,
yeah,
also?
Yeah.
What do you call these things? Sometimes people claim they see them in graveyards and they're afraid of them.
Ghosts.
Ghost apparition.
I never had that experience.
Have you ever heard people call them anything besides ghosts?
No.
Apparition.
No.
Spooks?
Spooks, yeah. Yeah.
Or, say, if those things get in a house, people claim that the house is...
Haunted.
Haunted, yeah.
We're talking about this expression. If a man owns 1,000 acres of land, talking about the amount, you say that he owns...
Quite a bit of acreage, a pretty good-sized piece of property or land.
Have you ever heard anybody use the expression, right smart?
Yeah, right smart piece of property, right smart country.
What about this greeting? Around December 25th, you greet people by saying, I hope you...
Merry Christmas!
Have you ever heard any other expression say something that people are supposed to say to the other one on Christmas morning? They're supposed to say it before the other one says it to him?
No.
Merry Christmas. What's yours?
You ever heard people say Christmas gift?